He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, the day after the drubbing of the market. It's June the 21st. The June swoon apparently is underway. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Is the sky falling? How should an investor deal with this current turbulence in the market? Well, we're getting a little bit of a relief rally today. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath that it will hold on. It looks pretty firmly implanted, though. However, right now, you've got the S&P up 8 points. That's a 0.5%. The S&P is at 1596. And I've been saying that 1600 was kind of a critical level. We're now below that. What does that mean? Well, we'll talk about that here in a minute. We have the Dow up 65 points right now. It's at 14,816. We are just like that, back below 15,000. It only took 2 days. And really, one guy, Bernanke, a couple of words here and there, tapering by the end of the year. That's all it took. And here we are. The NASDAQ is even today. The NASDAQ would be up a lot higher, but there was bad news on Oracle. They warned, guided lower. And Oracle is a heavyweight in the NASDAQ, helping to drag it down. The euro is at 1.31. The 10-year yield, where's the carnage? After we pick through the wreckage, the 10-year yield is at 2.42%. It's up a full point now off of its low. Gold is up 480. It's been thrashed also. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, the biggest question on everybody's mind is more of the big question, the big picture. Should I sell everything and move to the sidelines and let this storm pass? Should I panic? Should I stay the course? Should I just fasten my seatbelt? Well, if you're flying on an airplane and you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast, generally speaking, you're going against the wind, and there's can be some turbulence along the way. Market turbulence. And if you're in the airplane, everybody in that plane is subject to market turbulence. Now, if you stayed behind in New York and didn't get on the airplane and you decided to drive instead, you're not subject to that turbulence. I guess my point is that if you want to make money in the market and if you want to grow your assets over time, number one, you're going to have to sit through some turbulence from time to time. And you're in the airplane and the warning light comes on, fasten your seatbelts, everybody in their seats, and you fasten your seatbelt, and you clench your arm rest. And in my case, you start sweating profusely and turn white as a ghost as the plane starts to rattle and shake and tremble. And you wonder if the plane's going to hold together at some point in time. And you would rather be anywhere than on that airplane suffering that turbulence over Ohio. You know, let's just get to California and land. And when you finally get to California and land or wherever your destination is and you get off that airplane, your first inclination is to kiss the ground. I'm just glad to be back on steady ground that doesn't shake and rattle and roll. But unfortunately, the market from time to time, it shakes and it rattles and it rolls. And, you know, we have to kind of step back from it and take a look at the big picture. On the one hand, we want to get to our destination, and we know that to get from New York to California, we're going to have to get on that stinking airplane, and we're going to have to suffer through some turbulence along the way. But having said that, it's not necessary if the plane takes a big nosedive and crashes, you know, You don't need to do that with your portfolio. There's a lot that you can do, a lot of tinkering that you can do along the way to make the turbulence a little bit easier. The big picture is this. Instead of being worried, what they're going to debate all day long on the financial channels, the big picture. Well, on the one hand, with the Fed pulling in their horns on the bond buyback program, they're signaling that the economy is doing well again, and that's bullish for the stock market. And then the other side is going to say, yes, but pulling in the horns and taking away the Fed's bid from the bond market is going to cause interest rates to continue to rise, and that's bad for the stock market. And this debate will go on ad infinitum all day long. That's why I turn down the volume and I just look at the numbers, unless there's breaking news or some big announcement or something like this. In the end, what you have to do, instead of being worried about Bernanke, you should be worried about AutoZone or MasterCard or Visa or any of the other stocks that you own. It's better, in my opinion, it's the only way to fly. It's better to look at your individual stocks and judge your portfolio, make lots of small decisions instead of making one big dramatic drama queen or drama king type of decision. All in or all out. That's all I am. I'm either all in or I'm all out. Well, I'm not all in and I'm not all out. I have 26.4% cash right now. I invested, however, 70, what would that be? 73.6 of my clients' money is invested in the market. We've suffered through about a 3.5, 4% dip, something like that, over the last couple of weeks. And I've made decisions on some of the individual stocks that I own. What I don't want to have happen is a big loss in a stock. I would rather move to the sidelines and lock in a profit or take a small loss than to see a stock absolutely roll over and tank. And I look for those warning signs, and maybe sometimes I jump too soon, but I think it's better to err on the side of caution, especially when the direction of the wind has completely changed in the market. No longer do you have the wind at your back. Now you basically have the wind in your face of rising interest rates, but more than that, you have a big change in sentiment. I think that's more important than anything. The sentiment on the market has changed, right? There's a greed fear gauge. On the extreme right, you've got greed. And on the extreme left, you've got fear. And you've got that needle that vacillates in between greed and fear back and forth. And for the last several months, that needle has been pegged all the way to the right on greed, just like your temperature gauge on your car. The market's been hot. And if anything, the market's gotten a little bit overheated. Having said that, as I look at the fundamentals of the market, the forward PE of the market has now become a lot more attractive than it was a couple of weeks ago. Not a whole lot. We were approaching about 18 as a forward PE on the 3,400 stocks that I follow in the market. And right now we're at 17.36. So on the one hand, the market has also become cheaper here. But even though there's a lot of values in the market right now, I require three things. I require value, and there's lots of opportunity right now from a value point of view. But I also require performance and a healthy stock chart. And that's where the market has really cooled off and become a much trickier game here. The performance is gone. The momentum is gone from the market. Therefore, a lot fewer stocks right now, a lot fewer stocks are breaking out. Momentum characteristics are hitting new highs than before. About 1 month ago, I had roughly 450. 450 A-minus rated stocks or better. Now, since I've had my rating system, that's the highest level I've ever seen. Now we're back to a more normal, in fact, we're back to, now we're kind of at an abnormal, like almost just under 200 A-minus rated stocks. There are some bargains out there, individual bargains. I'm not going to say the market's a bargain, but there's a lot of individual bargains. We're going to look at individual stocks from the bottom up today, then let the other guys debate what the Fed and interest rates and all this mean. Let's look for some winners. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. My advice right now is you don't handle this market any different than you do any other market, other than you have, I flew a yellow cautious flag 4 weeks ago today after having the green flag up for many, many moons. And the cautious flag means that we've entered into an area of the market where it's not good to have your foot on the accelerator. Instead of shotgun blast at the market where you're almost guaranteed of hitting a bunch of winners, it's got to be like really, really fine, sharpshooter type rifle shots right now at the market if you're going to take any shots at all, number one. Number two, you have to evaluate the stocks that you currently own. And if anybody called me today and said, Bill Gunderson, why are you doing what you're doing with my portfolio? I would talk about the individual stocks that they own. I would say to them, for instance, and I'm going to give an example right now, why would you sell your AutoZone right now? Well, because the market's going down. Yes, well, you know what? There's turbulence in the market. Agreed. And there are stocks that are rolling over right now, but not all stocks are rolling over right now. Some are holding up just fine, and some have become cheaper during this downfall. One such example is AutoZone. I wrote about AutoZone in my book, Best Stocks Now. It was one of the 53 stocks that I chose at that time, back in 2011. Because it had been one of the great stocks of the decade. It flies under the radar. Very few people realize. You probably drive by AutoZone stores all the time. But this Memphis, Tennessee company has been one of the great stocks of the decade. Whatever they do, however they do it, whatever locations they're in, it's a money-making business. And it's been very good for shareholders over the years. Over the last 10 years, AZO, which is now it's a $14.7 billion large cap company. So it's suitable for people that are conservative growth investors. And I do own it still in my conservative growth accounts. AutoZone has doubled your money every 4 years for the last 10 years. It's averaged 18% per year. Over the last 5 years, AutoZone has been clipping along at 29% per year, while the market's been up by only 3.8%. AutoZone has clobbered the performance of the market. It's lapped the market almost eight times in the last 5 years. All right, that's pretty good. Over the last 3 years, AutoZone's cooled off a little, but it's still clipping along at 28.3% per year, while the market's only been doing 12, more than double the returns of the market. Now, I have not owned AutoZone for the last year or so. It's been in a sideways funk. In fact, over the last 12 months, AutoZone has underperformed the market. AutoZone is only up 6.4% over the last 12 months. What's the market up over the last 12 months? Well, if we take a look at the S&P 500 1 year ago today, we're up 17.2% over the last 12 months. AutoZone's only up 6. It's underperformed the market. Then why, Gunderson, if you require performance, are you back in the stock? Well, the third part of my equation is the stock chart. Okay, so the valuation has placed AutoZone very highly. The past performance, both intermediate and long term, has placed AutoZone very highly. But what it lacked, it has back once again. It lacked momentum. I watched AutoZone break out of that 1 year consolidation, approximately 2 months ago. If you pull up a 1 year chart of AutoZone, AZO, you will see where it broke out. In fact, I had this big, long trend line drawn for almost 1 year, and it could not get through that trend line. It was resistance. I wouldn't call it a trend line. It was a resistance line. AutoZone was in a sideways trend. Another word or another phrase for a sideways trend is an undecided trend. AutoZone was very much in a sideways trending, undecided, couldn't make up its mind which way it was going to break out of that sideways trend? Was it going to break down and start rolling over and giving up a lot of the gains over the last several years? Or was it going to break out and march on to new highs? Well, on April the 26th, it broke to the upside. That caught my attention. Now, there's no guarantee that when a stock breaks through its resistance and it breaks out of a sideways trend, that that breakout is going to follow through. We call that a follow through of the breakout. Is it going to follow through and carry it? So far, it has. And it's been working its way higher ever since that breakout. So it has its momentum back. Oh, it's not the hottest stock in the market right now. But, you know, it's held up pretty good here over the last several days. It's still in a nice uptrend since that breakout. Out of 3,405 stocks that I monitor, that I track on a daily basis with my Best Stocks Now app, AutoZone currently comes in at number 150. AutoZone currently gets a grade overall of A-, and it's one of the stocks of the 75% money that I have invested in the market. AutoZone is one of those pieces of the puzzle. It's one that I have not sold here over the last week or two. Now, one other thing that I would mention about AutoZone, and again, there's no guarantees. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. But if you go back to 2008, I mean, this is a comforting thought. This is a comforting statistic. The market was down 38% in 2008. That's why I'm not a proponent of buy and hold. That's why I'm not a proponent of staying the course. That's why I invented, with the technology that's available to us today that was not available to us many years ago, back in 2001, 2002, we didn't have the technology that enables us to track and monitor so many stocks on a daily basis. AutoZone that year, 2008, much to my surprise, that's one of the reasons I put it in my book, was up 16.3%. The market was down 38%. And I guess you could kind of, you know, figure out a little bit of logic and apply a little logic as to why that is. Well, I guess, you know what? Instead of going down to the local Lexus dealer in 2008, when the whole world was crumbling, when the whole financial market was crumbling, when we watched the equity right before our very eyes drain right out of our market, out of our home, where did my equity go? It rolled down the street like draining the swimming pool. Gone. Well, folks weren't running down to the Lexus dealer and getting the latest model, trading it in. You know, this 2006 is getting a little old. I need a 2007, 2008 model. They were going to AutoZone and keeping the other one going, I suppose. So anyways, bottoms up. We're going to look at individual stocks. That's the best way to handle the market. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What has been a wild and woolly week in the market? Boy, I went home tired yesterday. Well, you know what? Just like any other week, I will be sending out my newsletter this weekend. It's the same newsletter that 4 weeks ago put up the yellow flag saying I advise extreme caution here. It's the same newsletter that's been fully invested You know, from time to time, like right now, I'm pretty much fully invested. But since the market low of 666 back in March of 2009, I have been, for the most part, fully invested in the market, taking advantage of the current bull market. And yes, if you step back and look at the primary trend of the market, we are still in a primary uptrend. I'm not talking about the weak trend of this week. I'm not talking about the 3-month trend. I'm not talking about the 6-month trend. I'm taking a look. I'm referring to the primary trend in the market over the last four years and 4 months now. It is still in an uptrend. In fact, that's interestingly enough, on CNBC right now, they're showing that primary uptrend that began in 2009. It's still well intact. It's still well in place. But along the way, there's been scares. There's been times to be cautious, and there's times to have your foot on the accelerator. I have had my foot on the accelerator. I had my foot on the accelerator for the last almost 1 year. Even during the fiscal cliff, during the presidential election and everything, I didn't take my foot off the accelerator until 4 weeks ago when we heard the word taper. Now, not that that is the end of the bull market, but that definitely changed the direction of the wind. The momentum was taken out of the market just like that. Have you ever been at a sporting event where one side has the momentum and they're feeling pretty good and the fans are getting a little bit full of themselves and whatnot, and then all of a sudden something adverse happens and the stadium goes quiet? I mean, just silence, right? All the starch goes right out of the shirts of those poor fans that had the momentum. That's the feeling that the market has right now. It started 4 weeks ago. The market went silent 4 weeks ago. And the momentum has shifted to the bear camp. Now, the bears haven't won out. It's still a bull market. But we're within, right now, we're in a secondary trend within the primary uptrend. And that secondary trend is sideways to down right now. And those big turbulent days like we had earlier in the week, I mean, that takes a little bit out of the psyche of the average investor. It changes the sentiment of the market. It wouldn't take much to get the sentiment back in the market. Because in the long run, when you take a look out at what are your alternatives to invest in right now, the market's still the best place to be. But you have to be really, really selective. You have to be really, really cautious. And you have to be really, extremely vigilant on what you do own. You got to have an exit strategy. I started writing about an exit strategy 3 weeks ago. So anyways, the newsletter will come out again this weekend. There should be some real good advice in there, I would think, for your 401k at work, how to deal with that, for your income portfolio, whatever the case may be. You can take a look. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. We don't sell your name to anybody or pass it along to some spamming outfit. We just send you the newsletter. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. There's no cost. You're not signing up for anything other than to get my take on the market on a weekly basis. That's pwstreet.com. The other thing I would say before I want to get into another stock here, the other thing I would say to you is you have to evaluate your manager's performance right now. If you're with another firm, if you have someone else managing your money, you have to evaluate their performance. How have they handled it? I've had more than one person come to me because they were very upset with how their performance was managed or how their portfolio was managed or not managed. That's the bigger issue right there. Not managed. My guy never did anything when the market winds changed. He told me to stay the course. They said that in 2000. I stayed the course, and I got clobbered, you might say. I did it again in 2008. Damn it, I'm not going to do it again. I want somebody that manages my portfolio. So what I don't have to worry about, is he there at work today? Is he on the golf course? I haven't heard from him for a long time. I don't see any changes in my portfolio throughout all of this. If you look at your portfolio and you still own bonds in your portfolio, you know, I sent out tweets during the market. And yesterday I sent out a tweet on the absolute worst chart that I saw in the entire market for the day. It was MUB. MUB is an ETF of municipal bonds. Supposedly one of the safest bets you can make on the market. You're buying a municipal bond. It's tax-free. You get tax-free income. It's backed up, you know, by the government, either the city or the state or whatever. Man, they have been crushed. And it's not like you didn't have any warning. I mean, anybody who knows anything about the markets and the economy and how it works could have said several months ago that interest rates are going to go higher and the bond market is going to get whacked. To me, it was just logic. It was blatant. And if your guy didn't do anything and left you right in there, I want you to count your shekels today and how much that cost you. Municipal bonds are down about 8 or 9% in the last few months. That is a major hit to your principal. Treasuries are down about 16% now over the last year. Why would you stay when it was obvious that a bear market was coming in that asset class? And if your guy did nothing, hey, you know what? Listen, you're the general manager. Okay, the Padres have a general manager. He hires the guy. He puts the players on the field. He hires the manager and the coaches and whatnot. And you have to evaluate the coaches from time to time. And if the coaches aren't performing, aren't doing anything, then you know what? You're the general manager. You call the shots for your own money. All right, another stock that's holding up real well here, and in fact, it just got cheaper, is MasterCard. MasterCard continues to be a large holding here in my conservative growth accounts. MasterCard is a large cap stock. In fact, the size of it is $70 billion. Man, that's a lot of plastic. Woo! This stock came public in 2006 at $40 per share. Okay, we talk about IPOs and some of the stinkers over the years and some of the great IPOs like Google, one of the great IPOs of all time. Believe it or not, in my opinion, one of the best IPOs over the last 10 years has been MasterCard, which came public at 40. Today it's 576 from 40 to $576 per share. What is that, a 14 bagger? In just 7 years, and you might say, well, how much could be left here in MasterCard? Well, it's all I know is it's still going strong, and it's still undervalued. The performance grade on MasterCard currently, well, I don't have a long-term performance grade, but suffice it to say that over the last 5 years, because MasterCard doesn't have a 10-year record yet, has a 5-year record, which is fantastic. It's about four times what the market has done. Over the last 3 years, it's tripled what the market has done. And over the last 12 months, MasterCard has doubled the returns of the market. And I believe I've owned MasterCard for quite some time. I'd have to look at my newsletter and see. But we've captured a lot of that gain in MasterCard. MasterCard's up 34% over the last 12 months, while the market's only up 17%. It passes my performance test still, even despite the turbulence. Valuation. When I take MasterCard's earnings for next year, get this. You know how much they're expected to make next year? $30 per share. Let me just look at Facebook here. Facebook's expected to make 77 cents per share next year. MasterCard is expected to make $30.07 per share next year. You know what? I know. Facebook is more glamorous. It's sexier. MasterCard passes my performance test. It passes my value test. It comes in at number 104 out of 3,400 stocks and is still a large holding at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, are you seasick? has this gotten to you? Are your legs wobbly? Well, the market's trying to get its sea legs back after getting blindsided. Now, here's the deal. On the one hand, it was pretty obvious that the market, the momentum had been drained out of the market some 4 weeks ago when the Fed said that they would be tapering at some point in the future. All right, could be 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 1 year from now. And then when they narrowed it down even a little more this week to, well, it probably will be by the end of the year, although I still didn't hear that. I got to go back and watch it, not that I really want to. That really sent shudders through the market. That was the one that really caused the uproar in the market. You can say, well, you know what? Why don't you just move completely out of the market? It could have went the other way. You know, it's expensive to sell a bunch of stocks. Tax consequent, your CPA, and then to get all the way back in the market, you know, it's costly. And what if it would have went the other way? What if he would have said, well, you know what? I don't see any tapering in the near future at all. We're going to keep the punch bowl. In fact, we're going to fill it up a little bit more. We're going to increase our asset purchases. And it would have exploded to the upside. It really was kind of a flip of a coin. We were in an undecided 3 or 4 week period of time where it could have went either way. And I guess you could say that we got just a little bit more clarification this past week. And that clarification scared the market enough to cause what it did. You saw a big spike in interest rates. You saw a sell-off in the market. You know, when all is said and done, the market's going to gather in its sea legs. It's going to take a look at all of the evidence now that we have on the market once again and on the economy. And it's going to be watching forward earnings reports, and it's going to make up its mind what it's going to do next, which it still has not done. Is it going to roll over and do severe damage? Is it going to turn into a 2008 rout? Well, you know what? The best way, again, for you to monitor that is to look at your individual holdings. Is AutoZone rolling over right now and turning in? Does it look like it's perched on a cliff ready to plunge? No. Other stocks did, however. And like I said, you know, I now have a 74% invested, 26% in cash. And I could deploy that cash very quickly if good things happen, if I find good bargains here. Or I could continue to raise more cash. Take it a day at a time, a sector at a time, and a stock at a time. Now, having said that, it's very important to know the current temperature of the market. I know a lot of people that missed the 7 month run in the market. They got out during the fiscal cliff and they never got back in. That's why many people said this is the most hated rally ever. Well, I don't think many people hated a 20% run in the market if you were in the market. I know people that back in 2008 finally buckled at the knees and sold everything and never got back in. And they've missed, you know, from 666 to 1600 on the S&P 500 all the way up. So, you know, it's not easy, but I've just found that breaking it down into the smaller decisions is much more useful than trying to make the big, bold, dramatic hero or villain type of decisions. You just have to look. That's where the best stocks now are. To me, it's an invaluable tool. Right now, it's showing the stocks that are rising to the top or that are hanging in there. And it's also showing me the stocks that are falling rapidly in rank. And it's time to move on. In fact, it's time to move on and talk to Craig Brock. Craig, I don't know who had a worse week. We're still waiting for Craig Brock, but I want to ask Craig. He may think I took the day off. He's probably thinking, there's no way Gunderson's doing a show. today after the drubbing the market took. He's probably fishing. I wish. The question is who had a worse week? Craig Brock, who represents the bond market in this corner in the red shorts, and over here in the blue shorts representing San Diego, California, and the Navy and the Marines and every other military that we're so proud of here in San Diego, is Bill Gunderson, and he's representing the equities market, the stock market. Who had a worse week? Then over here in corner number three are the gold bugs. The gold bugs have probably had the worst week, the worst year of all. In my opinion, the bond market has had a much worse time of it than the stock market. The stock market's actually held up fairly well. I mean, when you look at Visa, you look at MasterCard, and you look at AutoZone and some of the other leadership stocks, they budged a little, but they've held up just fine. Now look at a chart of MUB, municipal bonds, and you'll see what I mean by who had the worst week, who's had the worst month, who's had the worst year. The bond market has had a terrible year, which again raises that debate of asset allocation and staying the course. The asset allocation stay the course model says you're 65 years old, you should have 65% of your assets in the bond market. The other 35 you should have in like large cap stocks and things like this, conservative growth types of things. Well, you know what? I mean, I have a hard time with that. We knew that a thrashing to the bond market was almost a certainty. There's no question that at some point in time, interest rates had to start going higher. So you can sit there and say, no, the computer says, the formula says that I'm 65 and I should have 65% of my money in the bond market. I'm going to just strap on my seatbelt and ride it out. Well, you know what? Okay, so now you've taken a major hit to your portfolio, number one. Number two, what is the, what are the prospects for the bond market going forward? You know, the Fed is still buying. He hasn't tapered yet. But what happens when he starts to taper? And what happens when he cuts back to zero? Then what happens to the bond? I do not believe in asset allocation. This is Bill Gunderson, pwstreet.com for the newsletter. And if you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.